From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, July 29th. I'm Sarah Reith. Last week, the Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 with Supervisor Ted Williams dissenting to approve a contract for close to $19 million for Redwood Quality Management Company, the contractor that provides specialty mental health care to Medi-Cal beneficiaries and the indigent on behalf of the county. RQMC started contracting with the county to provide mental health care to children in 2013. In July of 2016, the company took over adult mental health care from Ortner Management Group, a contractor based in Yuba City. Dr. Janine Miller, who heads up the county's behavioral health department, told the board that there are a few changes in this year's contract. RQMC used to have three contracts, one each for youth and adults and a third for medication management. Now the single contract is divided into three divisions that align with the state and federal funding streams. Miller said this makes it easier to avoid duplication and to make sure the county gets reimbursements from the federal government. About $9 million of the county's mental health money is federally sourced, but only on a reimbursement basis. Another $3.5 million is from the Mental Health Services Act, also known as the Millionaire's Tax. RQMC uses that money to subcontract with about 14 other providers. The third source is the Public Safety Realignment Initiative, a result of a 2011 order by the U.S. Supreme Court to the state of California to reduce its prison population. It's used for indigent services and competency restoration to treat mentally incompetent inmates who've been charged with misdemeanors so they can stand trial. Camille Schrader, who heads up RQMC and Redwood Community Services, a nonprofit organization that subcontracts for some of the MHSA services, gave the board a quick outline of the number of outpatient clients who have been served this fiscal year.
So for outpatient child, youth, and adult, there were 1,269 unduplicated persons served, children and youth 24 and under. There was 954 unduplicated persons served in adult outpatient. That's not specific to crisis, just outpatient services.
Schrader described the programs that are funded by MHSA and how the decisions are made.
The plan is decided through a tremendous amount of community stakeholder groups, community forums, needs assessments throughout all of the county, which is delivered by our Mendocino County Behavioral Health Department, does the needs assessment, gets a sense from all of the variety of places where they go and hold mental health forums, and communities speak to what they want in the annual report, in a three-year plan. That three-year plan comes up new again next year. In the adult service system, many of them are used to help leverage the Medi-Cal service delivery supports, and also most of your family resource centers, your community senior centers, in some cases schools receive these dollars for the grassroots, on the ground kind of community support that could not happen otherwise.
By far, the greatest number of outpatient services is for people under 25 in Ukiah, at 41,260. The North Coast came in at 10,857 services for all age groups, and Willits came in a distant third at just under 5,000 services for all ages. Crisis treatments come under their own category. Schrader said RQMC makes about 6 crisis assessments per day for a total of 2,295. Close to 30% of those assessments result in hospitalization.
We also this year developed, in collaboration with Adventist Health, a crisis respite program called the Madrone House. It has between 6 to 8 beds, depending upon need. These are beds for those who do not meet the immediate threshold for 5150, danger to self or others, or gravely disabled, but are in pretty serious crisis. And if, in fact, we don't have some sort of place to hold and support them, they will end up back in the ER and back in the system within a very short period of time. We have served between February to June of 2019, there have been 482 bed days. Those 482 bed days have saved both our first responders and our hospital staff, and most importantly, the suffering of that client having to go back around and around and around when they are in very, very unstable condition, though they don't qualify for 5150.
There's a total of 125 dedicated mental health beds throughout the county. Williams said that, though he found the presentation thorough, he couldn't approve the contract.
I do have concerns about the monolithic nature of this plan, and that essentially the county is held hostage by its own invention of trying to consolidate and outsource, and I don't see that long term we have much of an option. We don't have an alternative to consider. So when we look at benchmarks, when we look at data, It's sort of a do it or don't do anything. Well, we can't not do anything, and so we're stuck voting in favor of it. And so that gives me concern, and for that reason, they can't support it as is. But I do support the individual contracts, the MHSA contracts, and I do support RQMC. I just don't support the nature of this agreement.
Supervisor John McCowan asked if the nature of the contract would make it difficult for the county to issue a request for proposals from other providers for any one of the services now covered by RQMC or its subcontractors. Tammy Moss Chandler, director of the county's Health and Human Services Agency, said no. And Schrader said efforts are underway to make sure that if another provider were to be selected, the transition would be much smoother than the one from Ortner to RQMC.
What RQMC has committed to, and through our electronic health record have in place currently right now, is the ability for the county, and we're going to be moving to a single client chart, meaning all of the service providers will go into a single chart. At a moment's notice, the county could turn off, take over the entire client chart, have everything open, have everything exactly as is, and smoothly move into either to themselves or to another service provider without disrupting both the fiscal safety of our county and the client services on the ground. So that is true in a way that has never been true before. As soon as it becomes a client, one single chart, you could take it over tomorrow.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif.